News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Are we ready for the coming drought and imminent return of water shortages? That is the question posed by Sunday Independent columnist Conor Skeehan, who joins us. Conor, we talked about this a little bit on the show last week. We've had a period of mildly warm weather. It's not heat wave in any other country's terms, I would suggest. And already people are being told to conserve water. And already we're being told that Dublin in particular, it's on the front of the Irish Times this morning, is at amber levels of alert over water. And indeed, that new development in Dublin's sort of industrial estate on the north side that they're talking about developing a new suburb in, is being told it's going to be constrained by water shortages. What is going on?
Well, first of all, I think people conflate a bit of good weather, which we all love, with drought. Drought's a different thing. Drought's what happened in the previous winter. We've had one of the driest winters on record already, so I don't have to be a prophet to say that this summer is going to be bad, first. Secondly, this is a completely avoidable risk. We haven't had a big drought in Ireland for about 50 years. So everybody kind of thinks Ireland, wet country, don't have them. Ireland has an amazing history of droughts, really bad droughts. So in the article I was talking about how somebody in the 1760s was talking about walking across the Shannon.
I read your article and I was wondering, could that be true, that you could walk across the Shannon, you could walk across the Carib, and apparently you said the Liffey ran dry once.
That's right, yeah.
So extraordinary.
Drought is a very regular thing in Ireland. We haven't had any bad ones, really bad ones, since the 1920s, but prior to that, we'd won almost every decade, and sometimes they'd last for 2 or 3 years. Imagine looking out across the countryside with every single piece of grass gone, every lake, every stream dried up. It's very regular, very regular. Because it hasn't happened recently, we're kind of lulled into a false sense of
security.
Now,
you said this was both predictable and avoidable. How is it avoidable?
Avoidable, one of the things I used to be an expert in is disasters. And disasters are where naturally occurring things, like droughts, coincide with people doing silly things. So the silly things can be like building on the shore that's going to be hit by a hurricane, or being in a country that's made no preparation for a drought. The last big drought in Ireland caused us in Ireland, and in Dublin in particular, to build the Vartry Reservoir. It was built specifically in response to a big drought. That was finished, I think, in 1863. In 1863, Dublin only had a population of 400,000. Okay. So going back to your headline at the beginning there, we now have a situation of 2.4 million people, and we're still using the same reservoir.
Okay, so 2 million on top of the 400,000.
And not just more people, but we use things completely differently. You were mentioning beforehand about having kids. I mean, you know how many showers kids have compared to when we were growing up, right? And then the laundry, wear it once, throw it in. So we're massive
water users.
We've changed
our lifestyles.
Exactly. And the last time we any kind of a big drought in 1976, we were still mostly, believe it or not, an agricultural country then. We now have huge industries that consume vast quantities of water. Some of them use as much water every day as an entire town, right? So we're a completely different country. So running out of water these days is going to be very unfunny.
Oh, completely unfunny. But what can we do? Because Shane and I have often talked on the show about, you know, water charges and things that maybe the government ran scared of dealing with. But it's not down to just that, is it?
No. We were successful, curiously, with dealing with some of those issues. Water usage per capita has decreased because we fixed leaks and made people more aware. So curiously, that part is getting better. But the fundamentals of the big supply stuff, it's 20 years now since we said we were going to have a Shannon to Dublin scheme. And it is precisely nowhere. Right, 20 years, lads.
Is that political cowardice? And is it bad planning or is it political cowardice? And what I mean by political cowardice is you do see people in the Shannon region going, we're not giving our water to Dublin, even though I believe it's something like taking a teaspoon out of a bucket is the analogy of what Dublin will be taking from the Shannon. And Shannon floods, of course, as well, and does all sorts of things, so it might actually be beneficial. But is there a lack of political will there, do you think?
It's not political will per se about water. The wonderful late Mary O'Rourke said, you know, not a teaspoon out of the Shannon shall go to Dublin. That's just an easy way to prod people. So politically, there'll always be that kind of small change stuff. No, there's a much deeper issue, which is the unwillingness to stand up to the legal requirements that are needed to change the whole planning system. We've introduced a new planning act, which is the biggest piece of legislation ever produced in Ireland. And the result of it is we've now added 5 months. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months.
So we've made it more
months.
Complex.
Worse.
And of course, the Taoiseach,
The Taoiseach last week was saying that one of the challenges we have is we have to stop having our decisions be made for us in the courts. We have to use the systems that we put in place. The systems we have are great. Like, if you stand and look at the pyramid of planning decisions and turn it on its top, the poor old local authority planner still makes a decision, no matter how tiny or how huge, in 8 weeks, whereas the Bord Pleanála and the courts are giving themselves weeks and months.
Lastly, talk to us, because I thought this was very interesting in the article about groundwater, which is something I hadn't heard mentioned before, Conor.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, but different countries have different cultures. So the engineering culture in Ireland is very much against using groundwater. If I was a Czech or a Hungarian or a German water planner, the first thing I think about doing is taking the water out of the land. We use less than half of the amount of water than any other country in Europe from the ground. And getting from the Shannon to Dublin means going over some of the biggest, deepest, richest aquifers full of fantastic groundwater in Europe. We don't use them. It's just a mindset we have. So even in the short term, the next big bad drought, I'd be out there hiring every big, huge drilling contractor I could get to get into the ground fast.
You know the way there's an anti-fracking movement is there something similar in terms of an anti-groundwater movement?
A little bit. So a lot of the officials involved think that groundwater is something that's precious to be left in the ground and not used. And it's kind of a cultural thing again, the preciousness, the pristineness of it. It's there to be used, lads, you know.
Okay, and just lastly, if we continue as we are, is it only going to get worse?
Yeah, absolutely. I have three little wells in my garden.
Do you?
I do. Tiny things.
You're a fascinating man, Conor Skene. Look, thank you very much for coming in and speaking to us this morning. That is Sunday Independent columnist Conor Skene. Let us know what you think. We are heading into summer of water restrictions and hose pipe bans and all that, but even more significantly, very possibly major drought. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
WhatsApp.